It was a creed written into the founding documents that declared the destiny of a nation. Yes, we came. It was whispered by slaves and abolitionists as they blazed the trail toward freedom. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
It was sung.
It was sung by immigrants as they struck out to the distant shore of pioneers who pushed westward against unforgiving wilderness. Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
It was the call of workers organized, women who reached for the ballots.
A president who chose the moon as our new frontier.
And a king who took us to the mountaintop and pointed the way to the promised land.
Yes, we can, for justice and equality.
Yes, we can.
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 Yes, we can to opportunity and prosperity. Yes, we can to opportunity and prosperity.
Yes, we can heal this nation. Heal this nation.
Yes, we can repair this world.
Repair this world.
Yes, we can.
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 We know the battle ahead will be long. But always remember that no matter what obstacles stand in our way, nothing can stand in the way of the power of millions of voices calling for change. We have been told we cannot do this by a chorus of cynics. It will only grow louder
and more dissonant.
We've been asked to pause for a reality check. We've been warned against offering the people of this nation false hope.
But in the unlikely story that is America, there's never been anything false about hope.
I want change.
I want change.
I want change.
Now the hopes of the little girl who goes to the public school in Dillon are the same as the dreams of boy who learns on the streets of LA.
We will remember that there's something happening in America.
That we are not as divided as our politics suggest. That
we are one people.
That we are one nation. And together, we will begin the next great chapter in the American story with three words that will ring from coast to coast, from sea to shining sea. Yes, we can. 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 Yes, we can.
Yes,
we can. Yes,
we can.
Yes,
we can.
Hey, and welcome to episode 27? I don't think it's 27. That doesn't sound right to me. But it's episode 20-something or other of PWA Radio, the semi-annual podcast. It's episode 25. I was a little bit ahead of myself. Of the semi-annual podcast for Pioneer Wrestling Association. So, yeah, we got a full crew again tonight. That's what took so long. Nobody's ever around anymore. But that's okay. We got what's his name, the intern. We got
it's the hardcore.
Yeah, we got that one guy, the co-host.
The glorious return of Radio Rich. Bow before me, bitches.
And we got some tag team guy.
Who's that guy?
That's what I'm... I don't know.
Me either. So, I'm just a janitor.
So there we go. Let's. It's been a little while since we talked. In fact, it was immediately preceding London's burning, so I guess not that long ago. Yeah, so did you guys watch London's burning?
Of course we did.
Yeah, it's kind of...
Obviously.
That was a sick pay-per-view.
It was. So, let's see. What happened here? We had a TV title change. Showtime got beat by the ever-popular Scotty the Panther Snow to win a...
The world is coming to an end when Scotty Snow can beat Showtime.
That's a pretty valid point.
Radio Rich has already made amends with whatever deity he chooses to see fit. The end is nigh. The end is nigh.
Bill Nye the Science Guy? What?
Shiva is dancing us towards the end of the world. That is all I got to say.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
And for the record, I always preferred Beekman's World.
I can second that.
But, in all fairness to Showtime, it was Nuke Fusion that got pinned in that situation. But it doesn't matter. Scotty Snow, somehow, in 10 years, I never thought I'd be saying this, Scotty Snow with a championship in the PWA.
Wow.
See, just the fact that you're saying it burns my ears a little. Can we move on?
It's almost as if it shouldn't be said. It's like the eighth dirty word. Scotty Snow, champion.
Yes, we had a grizzly bear title match, a blind man's bluff match. I don't even know what you could say about that. It was
sucked.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I tried telling him. I tried telling Duff when he wanted the match that. Probably it's not the most exciting match to put like a hood on over your head and you can't see what the hell is going on. But it basically was a hardcore blindfold match. You know what? Here's what happens when you pick dumbass stipulations like that. You lose your title because the Celtic Fury, Jacob Figgins, is the new Grizzly Beer champion.
I gotta say, I'm glad that Nightmare didn't make it back to the show. Because he was the one on here talking about, a blindfold match can be so exciting when it's done right.
Yes.
It, bullshit.
It must be painful to be that wrong. But we had a grudge match, a no-DQ grudge match between who's Chameleon? I don't know who that is. That name's not ringing any bells for me. But he took on referee Daniel Davis, and in a shock...
Greatest ref ever.
I agree. In a shocking upset, Danny Davis ended up winning that match.
Well, there was a minor assist from Hunter Sullivan.
Oh, that
but
barely.
We're gonna ignore that so we can praise
yes.
Danny Davis.
I'm positive that Davis had the match in the bag.
it was just adding to it.
We had a tag team title match between Sex and Violence. The team of El Rey and Nightmare versus the Farm and Harm Express, Jamie Flynn and Jethro Hayes. And
I thought it was the other way around.
Well, you know, I'm just naming
it. It's Farm and Harm.
Okay, I could have sworn I saw it was Harm and Farm.
It was, but whoever wrote the match,
I think it works either.
The recap. Whoever wrote the recap.
Not really that important, Mr. Nitpicky.
That's who
you know,
I am.
They're Harmon. They're farming. They're harming stuff on the farm. I don't know. And they're doing it quickly. All that matters.
Well, they sure are harming things while they farm if you want bacon for breakfast.
Something like that. And they will shoot you if you set foot on their bacon. Farm. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. But whatever it is, it works for them. They ended up with the titles. A lot of title changes going on. Could that be a sign of things to come? It could be a theme. We come up to our Intercontinental title match between...
And it's not a theme.
Between Riona the Syphilis Langley and Hunter the Viper Sullivan. And, man, I was expecting big things from the Viper. The Viper is going to be a player in the PWA. I'm calling it right now. And I can call it because I'm the one that makes the matches. But Riona somehow held on to the title. Probably because she's got sticky fingers. That's probably what happened.
Well, you know, when Riona gets her hands on it. Go ahead, Mr. Hard Cole.
Or Viper might just not, you know, be that devoted yet, willing to catch everything yet. He might still enjoy his youth.
That could be. That could be. Nobody wants a case of dick rot.
I will mention that, you know, it was said multiple times, but Hunter's an idiot. You don't fuck with the Summers brothers and expect not to get some sort of retaliation.
Well, that may be. However, fucking with the Summers brothers is a one-way ticket to, you know, prominence, really.
It makes them famous, well, but at the same time...
Although, that might be a better plan when the Summers brothers are running the show. You know, and they've got a little bit of pull to put themselves in the main events and whatnot. But even still, yeah, a win over an established person like Chameleon, you know, in a established feud like that, that will do huge
would
things
do,
for his career.
Yeah,
yeah, but you know, Hunter's getting he was getting over eager. He has an IC title match handed to him instead of focusing on Riona. What's he do? He goes and messes with Chameleon. That's just not smart. That ain't smart.
You know, it doesn't matter how much money he was paid by whoever paid him off to fuck with Chameleon there. The fact is, you know, when you're and this has been established many, many times. When you're facing Riona, you have to put all 100%, or maybe even 110 if you're really that bad, into fighting her, or else she will make you pay in more ways than just between her legs.
The stench is...
And by the way, she's going to kill me for any of these comments, so you may not see me next week.
All right.
Well, then you might want to make it worth it. Throw out as many as you can. if you're going to get a speeding ticket for anywhere between 5 miles over to 200 miles over, you want to be going 200.
That's right. Don't waste it. We also had, what do you call it, a world title match, a London's Burning Cage match. I think we've went over.
Gee.
Everybody knows what the fuck that is. Yeah, what?
Gee, I would have never guessed a London's Burning Cage match on a pay-per-view named London's Burning.
Yeah, well, it's shocking. It is shocking. Matthew the Virus Engel versus Victor the Beast Stone versus Scott Nastrider. Victor Stone decided to sit this out, talking about people not taking advantage of the title shots that are presented to them. The Beast decided he was just going to sit on the top of the entrance ramp and watch the action.
After giving away his TV title.
Well,
idiot.
Yep.
I agree.
But it be noted that Radio Rich is the one calling the sociopath stupid.
Excellent. I'm glad you pointed that out.
Hey, I broadcast from an undisclosed location.
You have to have a mailing address for your checks, boy.
I got a P.O. box.
And a forwarding service. Now, this was a tough match. This was one of my favorite London's Burning matches. And it was decidedly brutal. Matthew Engel lost the title. Scott Nastrider is the world champion, which is amazing to me. He's now bald because his hair caught on fire, but he managed to survive it. Matthew Engel may still be in the hospital. I don't know. He doesn't really return my phone calls, but he's...
The way Joe Boxer was talking, it sounds like Matty's still in a hospital and a whole lot of plastic surgery and skin grafts.
Yeah, he was...
You know, he should talk to Kyle Stevenson about that.
Yes, yeah, he should find out who he uses. He does a hell of a job.
The man, Kyle Stevenson, the man whose face you don't remember.
So, yeah, and on top of that, there was, Duff came out and attacked Engel, and I don't know, maybe that's, he actually came out and slammed Engel's face into the burning cage before Engel could enter the cage. So, that sure as hell didn't help matters, I'll tell you that much. So Engel was definitely at a disadvantage to start with. So that was London's Burning.
And I do have to say, Victor Stone, I guess he got what he came to
true.
Him after.
After
all, one of those V ripoff people decided to, hey, let's attack him.
Yeah, Canadian Destroyer right up on top of the ramp, which is one of my all-time favorite moves. I'm just going to say that. That's pretty impressive. But
Wait. I think I must have gone to get some popcorn. What happened?
Stone was sitting atop of the ramp after the match was over. The talent is a lie. He comes up behind him and kicks him in the stomach and hits a Canadian destroyer on the metal entrance ramp.
Do we know anybody that uses a Canadian destroyer?
Somebody from Canada?
Quick. Let us get every indie wrestler that we every indie wrestler out there in here right now. We need to interview them. That move's so overused.
Right. Somebody is using their mic cord to
grind
actually, their teeth.
Actually, to be honest, the Dragon does use a Canadian destroyer at some point, if I recall correctly. It's not his main finisher, but I do think they tested it one point. But that was
Rob. You better be good, Rob. You better talk to your boy then.
Yeah, except the fact that he was actually not in the building. But there you go.
Somebody get the duct tape, the car battery, and the coat hangers.
Who's sleeping with Riona tonight?
That's what I was thinking.
After Gila Gardevoir, I ain't touching anything else because it still burns like hell. So I learned my damn lesson.
Well, let's talk about fucking last week's shows. We the return of Rampage, which is also exciting. But we'll talk about Chaos first. Eli Storm.
Why is that? Why do we always talk about Chaos first? Is it just because it's first in the alphabet, or is it because it still has that stigma of being the B show and not the main event? I thought there was no B show anymore. El Presidente.
My heart lies with Rampage. I don't know. It's because it's on the left. As I'm looking at my notes, it's on the left. Rampage is on the right. I read left to right. What more do you want? I could mix it up, but I'm not gonna. So there.
I'm just fucking with you.
Okay. Eli Storm comes out. Not been on PWA television for a little while. Good to have him back. So he's out. Yada yada. We start out with a big match. Jamie Flynn taking on El Rey. Jamie Flynn won. Jamie Flynn kind of on a bit of a roll. This was, of course, a match that was supposed to take place before London's burning and was not able to happen. So there you have that. You know, we got a guy on staff named Tashi Wang. That's pretty funny. Duff Coat Diver took on and defeated Showtime.
Showtime's on a bit of a losing skid.
Well, yeah, but this is the first match in 2 weeks that he's actually, you know, lost himself. So, Jethro Hayes, the other part of the Farm and Harm and Harm and Farm Express, beat Nuke Fusion. I've heard that Nuke Fusion is redoubling his efforts and going to put on a good show for us this week. So,
well, we should hope so. We don't want Nuke to turn out to be a dud.
No. Newcomer Lion Rage Jack James took on television champion, oh my god, it burns, Scotty Snow, and Snow still the television champion. Fuck my ass and call me Sally, man. Jesus Christ, I can't believe it.
Isn't once per week enough?
Thank you,
Rob.
Sally.
Yeah, and then at the end of the match, basically Victor Stone interfered in the match and kind of helped that. And then Showtime interjected and is insulting Scotty Snow and you know, hurting his feelings. That's not nice.
The little crybaby.
Yeah. Then we got Rampage opens up with the Viper, Hunter Sullivan, or Hunter the Viper. So I don't know what it is. Hunter Sullivan, at any rate, taking on Victor Stone. Hunter.
Viper with a nice recovery from the pay-per-view.
Yes.
And Stone still on the downward slope. Mm-hmm.
I think he's still mad because he's no longer the franchise of Chaos.
That could be.
Well, it's just ever since he gave up that TV title, things ain't been looking good for him.
That's a pretty good point. So then there's some talk between, Sullivan says some stuff, and Chameleon says some stuff, and then Hunter and Chameleon say some stuff, and then I say some stuff, and basically what it amounts to is that they're going to have a match at the upcoming pay-per-view, Good versus Evil, which is an old-school PWA pay-per-view name. So there you go. We got Nightmare beat Chameleon in a pretty good match, as you would expect from a couple of veterans like that. Riona Langley taking on the Celtic Fury, Jacob Figgins. This is an IC, champ taking on the Grizzly Bear champion. So
somehow Figgins pull out the victory.
That was actually...
Now that's going to be the kid that goes some places, I have to say.
Well, that's... You would think so, perhaps, except, well...
Brings new meaning to the phrase, he's willing to get his hands dirty.
Yeah, except that next week, we'll see who's, curtain jerking next week and who's main eventing next week. Yeah,
in about 5 minutes.
In about right now. I'm there. I'm ready to cover this shit. We got Friday Night Chaos next week. Newcomer Matt, the God Seraph. Seraph? Seraph?
Seraph.
Seraph.
Seraph?
Seraph. Like shit.
Taking on the returning, the new, old, new, the man, my all-time favorite PWA superstar, Kyle the Man Stevenson.
The man.
Loser.
He is fucking back, baby. I'm very excited. I'm going to take 100% credit for his return. I'm very psyched, very excited.
Did you say Kyle was already laying on his back?
And I will tell you this, the winner of this match will go on to the following week's Chaos. Or is it, it shouldn't be Good versus Evil already. Whatever. The week after, the winner of this match will be getting a television title shot against the television champion, Scotty the Panther Snow. Our next match on Chaos is Lion Rage Jack James taking on Nuke Fusion. Both these guys coming off some losses here. And this is going to be to show what they can do.
Someone's got to win.
Somebody does have to win. So
not necessarily.
Has to lose.
Well, that's true. Could
you're right. Draw. You're right. Time limit draw.
Could be. Double DQ. Godzilla could come and eat them. It's tough to say what could happen in the PWA. And the main event, the Chameleon and the Panther taking on Nightmare and the Viper. In the Chaos main event. Normally, the TV title would be defended, but this is a special circumstance. We got a couple of two big, huge stars, one rising star, and Hunter Sullivan.
And Asamas.
Yes, and Hunter Sullivan.
That's awesome. This is going to be a fantastic match. It was some people requested it, and I'm like, who am I to say no to a moneymaker of a match? Especially because...
Here's what I don't get. What is Nightmare doing with Hunter Sullivan?
Actually, the question for me is, what the hell is Scotty Snow doing in this mix? But Chameleon specifically requested Snow as a tag partner, and, I don't really know what the issue is there with Nightmare, but that's what you got.
Well, I think it goes back to when I said Nightmare was talking about a blindfold match could be exciting. He might think that he sees some talent in Sullivan, but is he going to turn up to be another blindfold match? I guess we're going to see.
That's true. Nightmare, not the best judge of talent. Well, I don't know. El Rey's all right. I like El Rey.
El Rey's fine with me.
But
I like Montana Rose. That is some talent.
Nightmare didn't choose El Rey to be his tag team.
That's a good
partner.
Point. That's a good point. But he didn't. Well, I guess you don't just walk away from the tag belts. I don't know what I'm doing. So Rampage, though, you got Jacob Figgins, Radio Rich's man right there, taking on El Rey and Victor Stone. Big triple threat match.
Jacob Fig Newton Figgins.
We got the Harmon Farm, Farmon Harmon Express. The Mark Harmon Express taking on Scott.
The Cowboys from Hell. Just saying, it's the Cowboys from Hell.
It's Scoot and Coat Diver.
Yes. A couple of, This is a, man, all the champs are on Rampage this week. I was, That was unintentional, but except
Scotty Snow,
he'll make an appearance. I'm going to book him to make an appearance just so a pay per view quality rampage in the tag champion.
The Ona Langley vs. Showtime with Scotty Snow is the guest referee.
There we go. That's how it's working. The world champion and the Grizzly Bear champion taking on the tag team champions, and then in
Jacob Figgins
is the Grizzly Bear champion.
Yes, Duff Sucks.
Oh, yes,
man.
You're right. I was so excited, I got carried away.
You probably peed your pants.
Just a little, just a couple of drops.
He was excited at the prospect of money.
Yes,
there's a reason that the pen sponsors the show.
Yeah, I was excited at the ratings, but then I was also a little bit concerned, thinking, why would I give away a match like this on free TV? I'm all a fluster. What? Oh,
and then finally, Riona Langley.
Riona Langley taking on Showtime in a rare television title defense for the Intercontinental Championship.
Why is Showtime in this match?
Why the hell not?
What has he done to deserve an Intercontinental title match?
I made the match because that's what I want to do. That's
Rob. You know what's funny to me. We keep having people on this show of ours, and they keep questioning your judgment as to how you make matches. That's so funny. They don't just understand it's going to happen.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. You know, there doesn't have – nobody has to deserve, you know, anything. I make the match because I want to make the match. So that's what he deserves. He gets the match because I say so, and that's all there is to it. So if I could – put that in your pipe and smoke it.
But we got no lighter.
Damn it. So there we go. That's all the big reviews and previews and rumors and scuttlebutt. No, we got lots of exciting stuff going on right now. We've got a lot of new guys on the roster. We got Matt Seraph. We got I'm going to say Kyle Stevenson's new. He's back. He's energized. He's been gone for quite a while. Jack James.
New face, new talent.
Yeah, Jack James, new confusion. Hunter Sullivan, Jacob Figgins. El Rey is, you know, not new, but new to the singles division. So that's good enough. Scott Nash Strader has made his return.
On one point, El Rey sort of been in the shadows of his tag partner,
yeah.
Nightmare.
And he's coming into his own.
And he has been accomplished in other places, yeah. Although that's sort of like mentioned Bizarro World in this place. But it gives you a good hope and expectation that he can deliver the goods.
Right. We got, you know, Showtime has made his return fairly recently. Scotty Snow is an up-and-comer. So even Victor Stone is a fairly new guy. You know, only been around for a couple of months. So there's a lot of new faces on the...
Well, so has Jeffo. He's only been around since, I think, July or so.
That's true. That is true. Not been around as, you know, Chameleon and Nightmare, the big Riona, I guess, too.
Yeah, Riona's been around since March.
The originators.
Riona's always up for something new. She loves
Duff's been around positions. Duff's been around a good while, and in all sincerity, that's pretty much the original roster. You got Riona, Nightmare, Duff, and Cam. Maybe Flynn. He's been around for a decent bit of time.
SNS.
Yeah,
I mean, he just came back.
Yeah, he's been here and gone, and
it's really kind of ironic for someone who was having such a hard time getting a footing. He only won, like, one out of his first 10 matches, and now he comes back and he's world champ.
Well, he got that ladder match at, was that Sizzler, I think it was, where he got the, title shot. He missed Manitoba
Mayhem. And then Matthew Angle went and injured him.
Yeah, and he missed Manitoba Mayhem, and they had a hell of a match at London's Burning, and hopefully Angle will be coming back shortly. And, you know, we could...
After this...
Does the world... I was about to say, you know, SNS is champion. The world is crying out for another another show of Riona beats the crap out of Scott Nash Strader.
Well, now Scoot here has requested a particular opponent for Good versus Evil. I have not committed to this. We will see how things go, but it could be a pretty good match. Could be. We'll see. Of course, you know, and maybe Riona will be freed up from the IC title. Maybe Showtime will waltz away with yet another championship to his name. Not like.
Sure hope not.
Could be. that's fun.
Sure hope not. She's already going to be pissed off enough as it is. I don't need to make it. That does not need to happen. Make it worse.
So.
Riona sure has you on a short leash for not having anything to do with the buddy.
Yeah, that's true. He's.
I've said before that I am an associate of Riona's. I'm not in any way, shape, or form her friend, but I am an associate, someone that knows her and knows...
A.K.A. Pimp.
What's that I hear? What's that I hear?
I'm her agent. He's more like a plaything instead of a friend.
I don't think it really makes like a whip cracking sound anymore there. Mr. Hardcore, it's more like a boot stuck in mud. It's very not pleasant.
See, I was thinking if you slap it, it's more like an echo because it's so wide. You know? Like, wow.
It's like throwing a hot dog into a city street.
Oh, man. So, yeah. Is that it? What else? You guys have anything else you want to talk about? Are we done?
There's got to be something else here.
Well, there's always.
Well, you know, if Kyle Stevenson ever finally retires, he could open a cosmetic surgery place and just have all the different pictures of his face across the place.
That is true. Yeah, that's it. I could suggest remind everybody to go out and vote on Tuesday, because that's, of course, assuming that I get this up before Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, we all know who's going to win this anyway.
President Robinson? Yes. I love the sound of that. It sounds phenomenal. If only,
you're already President Robinson.
If only I were 35.
Shame that Stephen Colbert dropped out.
I know. He had my vote. But now I guess I'm just going to have to vote for Obama.
Yeah, going to have to. Because he's on the ballot.
I am curious. Who all do you have? I am curious. Who all you got? Jethro.
Well, on one hand, there's McCain, who I think is lying out of his ass. Then there's Obama, who I think is lying out of his ass. I mean, the way I feel, I've always felt this about politics. Neither one of those is going to do what they say they're going to do. So, I mean, you're screwed either way. It's like taking the lesser of two evils.
But, honestly, I don't know there, Jay. It looks more to me like Obama is, he believes what he says, but I don't know.
But he has a Democratic Congress to help. That helped.
McCain is just so aggressive now. It's just all Obama sucks for this reason. And to be quite honest, Palin kind of scares me.
Yeah, Sarah Palin. Ugh. See, that's another reason to vote for Obama. Joe Biden is experienced. He would make an unimpressive average president. Sarah Palin would probably launch us into World Wars 3, 4, 5, 6, and 10.
Well, she does have one policy that I really like. It's a D word. Because, you know, her son has Down syndrome.
Yeah.
Taking, care of underprivileged children and kids with disabilities.
But she can do that. She can do that without political power.
True. I mean, I'm not. You're not saying she can't. But what I'm saying is, you know, that's one policy of hers.
Yeah. No. I
really, really like.
But you know what bothers me is the fact that McCain doesn't even know. He thought that her kid had autism. He said that two or three times that her child is autistic.
Well, see, that's because there's a lack of communication.
Yeah, that's like how that but that's need. Such a basic fact. How do you not know that about your vice presidential candidate? You know,
because McCain's a dumbass.
That is amazing to me.
It's amazing. Also, I've been checking up on the race a little bit. There, it's gotten so bad on the Republican side that now the Palin and McCain sides are feuding with each other.
Yeah, she's.
I think what's. Trying I think what's amazing
salvage
is
herself for next time.
I think what's amazing is the John McCain experience from the Family Guy show. I want to be president.
So that's why I'm voting for SpongeBob.
Nice.
I mean, he doesn't care. SpongeBob makes that ultimate choice. He makes everybody happy.
Well, there's always especially in Georgia. I hear that Bob Barr has the opportunity to split the Republican vote down there.
Georgia, because the Republican vote needs to be destroyed anymore.
Yeah, well, I'm actually wondering if there isn't going to be a big split in the Republican Party after this between the traditional Goldwater-style Republicans, the fiscal conservative Republicans, which Republicans are not fiscally conservative anymore.
We got the neocons.
Between the Goldwater Republicans and the evangelical neocons, which...
Well, you know, Rob, I've been talking to an old buddy of yours, an acquaintance of mine, or your old buddy Mark McNasty, and he's been telling me that Bob Barr's getting quite the backing in Georgia.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Well, he was a congressman from Georgia, is that right? I don't know his...
Senator, congressman,
yeah, I'm not
like
100% familiar with Bob Barr, but I know he's the Libertarian candidate, and...
quick, everybody, vote Ron Paul.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
So this is what we need to do. We need to get Obama inside the octagon. Get McCain on the other side of the octagon. Get
Robinson,
get one of those
that.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure
seriously.
That McCain just walk in that block, give him a stroke.
Yeah, I mean, Obama plays basketball. That's a cardio-intensive sport. He's in shape. He could go.
It would be almost an Obama McCain match would almost be more of a massacre than the actual election's going to be.
Do you guys understand that McCain is actually older than Superman? He was born 2 years before the first Superman comic was drawn.
Have y'all noticed that I have, you know, not been able to see it, but like hear him? Obama sounds almost identical to The Rock. To me, at least.
That's probably why he went on that crummy TV show and was talking about if you smell what Barack is cooking.
You talking about ECW? Man, nobody watches ECW. It's a third-rate show on a third-rate channel.
Hey, Rob, you did stop recording, right?
No. Thing's still rolling.
Thank you for breaking the fourth wall, Rich.
Yes. So,
hey, Jethro, when did you go blind?
So, with that...
it's the piggy match with Duff.
Well, I believe we're out of character now.
Yeah. All right. This has just all gone to hell. And all I was going to do is remind, I don't care how people vote, just go out and vote. It's, that's the only point. I mean, unless you're going to vote for McCain, then really don't fucking bother. But otherwise, get out and vote.
What are you talking about, SmackDown? You voted Rampage the election
that's
or something
right.
like that.
That's right. Yeah, Rampage the vote so we don't have utter chaos. How about that?
Oh, that is sweet.
but yeah, that's all I was going to remind people. Just get out and do it.
If McCain wins, we riot.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
There will be utter chaos if McCain wins. And you will see a rampaging Obama heading to the White House.
It's The Rock. Barack is going to rampage.
That would be an awesome match to book on either Chaos or Rampage.
November 4th, it's good versus evil.
All right.
Damn.
That's it. It's been a fun half hour, 35 minutes. But all good things must come to an end. And even things like this must come to an end. So that's it. Did we ever come up with a closing thing for the show? I don't think we did.
How about bye? Like goodbye.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life. When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside, you gotta take a stand. I'm
can't believe that's for Wyndham and Rotundo. Derringer, you should have buried yourself and stayed buried.
Ah, oh, come on, Jesse, eat your heart out.
Oh, speaking of eat your heart out, that happens to be the title of our next cut, Jesse Ventura.
That's right. Eat your heart out, Rick Springfield. By the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Now there is true talent.
Let's hear true talent. You ready for it, Gene?
I think so.